The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Friday morning, the country woke up to the development that the four accused in the rape of the doctor, 27-year-old in Hyderabad, 9 days after the incident and after their arrest, had been shot dead by cops in an encounter as they tried to flee from the spot of the crime when they were taken early this morning for a reconstruction. That itself has triggered a nationwide debate. Social media is abuzz, the sentiment swinging one way or the other. Positive, largely because they believe that this is what these people deserved. Scum of society who need to be disposed of. But there were others who turned around and said, let's wait. After the jubilation and the celebration, let's just apply our mind. Yes, justice delayed is justice denied. But does that justify instant justice? That is something which all of us as a country, as a people, need to think about. Do we need the rule of the law, however flawed, however delayed, however distorted in the country, as per the constitution? Do we need police raj or encounter raj? That is something we have to think about. Yes, it's a sad, sorry state of affairs when an entire nation is celebrating the cold-blooded killing of four accused who have not yet been convicted by the courts, because many believe otherwise there will be no sense of justice. There has to be a certain amount of fear, and kanoon ki boli na sahi to banduk ki goli hi sahi ya police ki goli hi sahi. But somewhere, somehow, these brutes have to start fearing what will happen when they violate somebody, when they sexually assault someone, deface someone, murder someone, try to burn someone. Even as the 27-year-old's parents reacted happy, saying, yes, justice has not been done, but the perpetrators have been accounted for, and we thank the Hyderabad police for it. The 27-year-old doctor's sister also echoed the same feeling. There were many, like Ashaji, who's Nirbhaya's mother, who said, I thank the Hyderabad police for giving some closure to the 27-year-old's parents. I wish the police would do or send the perpetrators of Nirbhaya, that heinous act, to a similar fate. Because multiple courts have already convicted and sentenced them to death, but they have still not been hanged, because it is still doing the rounds after one appeal and another and review petitions. That's where it is. Yes, 7 years, almost 7 years to Nirbhaya, the perpetrators of that heinous act have still not been hanged. The sentencing has not yet been executed. Is that not a statement on the sorry state of affairs? That is something that we need to fix, and immediately. In December 2012, everyone talked about judicial reforms and police reforms. In December 2019, everyone is talking about police reforms and judicial reforms. We are revisiting the arguments yet again. Why? If this is how long the justice system is going to take to give justice to those who deserve it, and to bring to account those who need to be punished severely by the law, then will not people celebrate instant justice? We as a country need to think that the rule of the law under the ambit of the constitution needs to prevail. Instant justice is not the solution, because then that day will not be far away when everybody will be walking around with a gun, acting as judge, jury and executioner. That is not how our founding fathers dreamt India to be. That is not how India is, and that is not who India wants to be. But we need to fix a lot of things, right from the investigation process, the police system, to the judicial system, the legal system, and more importantly, there has to be a certain amount of time fixed for hearing appeals once the sentencing and the conviction is over. It can't be an inordinate delay. It can't be tariq pe tariq, or it can't be no tariq at all. Imagine 8 months or 9 months before Nirbhaya happened in February 2012, ladies and gentlemen, there was a story of a 19-year-old who was again waylaid, brutalized, gang-raped, her private parts branded, her eyes gouged out, and her face defaced with acid. She struggled for 4 days in hospital. The three accused by 2014 had been sentenced to death, maximum punishment, capital punishment by the fast-track court. The Delhi High Court upheld the lower court's judgment. But that matter is still pending appeal in the Supreme Court 4.5 years later, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, not a single hearing for the appeal has taken place in the Supreme Court. Who should be blamed? The Unnao survivor, battling for life with 95% burns, who had to walk 1 kilometer on a flaming body just to get some help. The two accused were let out on bail together by the judge. In what wisdom? Why was the survivor not given police protection? Why were the movements of these accused not monitored? Because less than 10 days after they got out, they tried to burn her alive in broad daylight. And should they be allowed to get away with it? Is the common man at fault to think that if this is how the justice system is going to work in my country, let the cops give us instant justice? The sad part is, that is the sentiment from the heart. But the rational mind has to put a full stop or a comma and say, hark, think, do we want India to be a police state? Or do we want India to be a state that is guided by the laws and principles as laid out under the Constitution and the Indian Penal Code? Join me tonight as we debate it.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.